Okay, so you're here with us again, ready for another deep dive.
Always ready.
We like to keep things moving, right?
Absolutely, get right to it.
So today, let's just jump right in, huh? We are going to be taking a close look at FinOpi Access to Account.
FinOpi access to account.
It's spelled FINAPI,
Right.
but it's pronounced FinOpi as one word.
Yeah, just like that.
It's a service that comes from a company called Insic, and basically, what we're going to be doing today is just trying to figure out what it does and, why it should matter to you.
Yeah, exactly.
We are looking at their product description for FinOpi Access to Account.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. So if you take a look at this product description, one of the things that jumps out right away is that it seems like this FinOpi Access to Account can really boost your monthly deposit limit.
Yeah, that's the big one, right?
Yeah, and like significantly boost. And we're talking about maybe even up to like 30,000 euros.
Up to 30,000 euros, that's a huge potential increase. And it's all tied to this thing called Glue STV, which is basically like a regulatory framework that kind of dictates, how these things are supposed to work.
So, right, like you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, well, that sounds interesting to me.
Of course.
How can I get a higher monthly deposit limit? So how does this actually work?
So from what INSIC is telling us, it seems like the process is pretty simple. You would basically select FinOpi as like your, chosen service, and then you would be directed from there over to your own bank's online portal through the FinOpi interface.
Okay.
And then you would just log in like you normally would using your online banking credentials and doing that two-factor authentication thing that everyone has set up nowadays.
Right, so it's like a secure middleman or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. It's just facilitating that connection. So it's
Yeah.
not actually storing your banking info or anything like that.
And then what happens then?
Okay, so this is where it gets kind of interesting. What happens next is that the system actually pulls your banking transactions from the last 90 days.
Oh, wow.
So it's looking at your recent activity, and then based on what it sees there, it kind of calculates this new deposit limit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it can go up to like 20% of your income over that 90-day period.
Ah.
So it's really taking like a real-time snapshot of your financial situation.
That makes a lot of sense because instead of like relying on old information, it's looking at what's actually happening right now.
Right, exactly. It's much more dynamic.
So for our listeners out there, why should they care about this? Like what are the real benefits here?
Well, I think the biggest one is obviously that potential increase in your deposit limit.
Right up to that 30,000 euro.
Exactly. And then another thing that INSIC mentions is that FinOpi access to account can actually be used as an alternative to doing like a SCHUFA credit check,
Oh, interesting.
which for those who don't know, SCHUFA is like the big credit reporting agency in Germany. So lots of banks and stuff use that to, kind of gauge your
So
creditworthiness.
it's like another way of proving that you're good for it.
Exactly. It's giving you more options.
I like that.
And then,
What else do we need to know about this FinOpi?
well, one thing that they really highlight is just how easy it is to integrate.
Oh, okay.
So you can basically plug it into different platforms and services. You can use it as like a standalone option or even alongside other things.
Kind of like a plug and play type of thing, huh?
Exactly. It's really flexible. And then, of course, the security is a big one.
Right, yeah, it's got to be secure.
Absolutely. And INSIC makes it clear that this thing is regulated by BaFin, which is like the main financial regulatory authority in Germany.
Okay, yeah, so that's a good sign.
And it uses that PSD2 XS2A interface, which is like the industry standard for this kind of thing.
So it's built on, trusted and regulated infrastructure. And it sounds like all the transactions that happen as a result of all this are done directly through INSIC.
They handled the settlement part of it.
So just to kind of like bring it all together, the big idea here is that FinOpi is offering you a way to potentially get a much higher monthly deposit limit up to 30,000 euro. And they're doing that by looking at your actual banking data instead of relying on traditional credit checks.
Exactly. It's all about using that real-time data to give you more financial flexibility.
And they're doing it in a way that is secure and regulated.
Exactly.
So it's not like some shady back alley dealer. So to wrap up our deep dive today, we took a close look at FinOpi Access to Account. Remember, it's FinOpi, not FintIPI.
One word.
It's a service from INSIC that could allow you to have a much higher deposit limit, maybe even up to 30,000 euros. And it does this by looking at your recent bank transactions.
Exactly. It's all about providing an alternative to those traditional credit checks.
And it's a regulated process, so it's safe and secure. But this brings up a good question for you, the listener.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
So we are seeing this, more and more emphasis on making sure our online financial interactions are smooth and secure.
Right.
And also making sure the ways we verify our identity and stuff like that are really efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some other areas where we might see these kinds of secure data access technologies popping up?
That's a really good question, and it's something to think about for sure.
Yeah, food for thought.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for diving in with us.
As always, it's a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.